章一到五节、九到十四节和十八节。约翰福音一章一到五节：太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。九到十四节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不从人意生的，乃是从神生的。道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，这是父独生子的荣光。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。这是今天正道的经文。
It's my privilege to invite Pastor John Forrester to come up and share God's word with us. And as already been mentioned, John is here with his wife Betty. And many of you will know them from years past.
那John，我们今天很荣幸能够John约翰牧师到我们东京来啊证道。那他过去是我们这边的牧师，那他跟他太太 Betty 今天在我们当中，我们很高兴能够欢迎他。
Pastor Lee, don't do what I did. I was here for 7 years, and I went away on sabbatical and never came back.
就要牧师的警告力呢，说你不要跟我一样哈，我做了7年，然后休息了安息年，然后我就没有再回来过了。
I think we got lost in Turkey or something like that.
因为他在土耳其迷路了。
So make sure you come back, okay?
Yeah, well, you know, your son is chair of the board, so I'm wondering if he was planning this. No, I'm just kidding.
然后他的儿子是那个我们执事会主席，不知道他是不是有计划计谋的。
That's very funny. Sorry, caught me off guard. and many of you will know Pastor John's son David, who is chair of our board. And
yeah, 那这样的牧师，这样牧师他的儿子就是 David， 就是我们执事会的主席。
And with David's wife Maria, they have 4 children they often see here in the church.
那他的太太 Maria 和他四个孩子在我们教会看到他们一家的服事。
But then some, I think last weekend you had all the grandchildren at your place in Merritt.
Yeah,
right?
It's great to see them come. It's great to see them go.
啊，上个周末呢，John牧师他的所有的孙子呢，他们都在那个 Merritt 那个地方跟他聚会。他说很高兴看到他们来，又看到他们走了， yeah. 很好。
Well, then let's pray.
那我喜欢他祷告。
Lord, I thank you for Pastor John and Betty and their family.
主耶稣，我们谢谢约翰牧师和 Betty 他们这一家。
And for all their ministry among us over many years.
那谢谢他在我们当中的事工。
And Lord, we pray that you would give us ears to hear what you would speak through Pastor John this morning.
那主耶稣，求你开了我们的耳朵，让我们听到你今天透过约翰牧师对我们传讲的话语。
That by your Spirit, your Word would be made real in our lives.
借着你的圣灵，你的话会变成在我们生命成为真的一个事情。
So bless Pastor John as he speaks.
那祝福约翰牧师的分享。
And bless us as we listen and put it into practice.
也让我们一个听的人同感于灵。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主的名求。
Amen.
A couple of months ago, Pastor Colin asked me if I'd be willing to preach here while he is on vacation.
那几个月前呢，我们当中的主任牧师 Colin 问我说。当他度假的时候，是不是来当中分享他的讯息
？What a great opportunity！
这是一个很棒的一个机会。
Betty and I have wonderful memories of our time here。
我跟我太太 Betty， 我们在当中有美丽的记忆。
And it's good to be back。
很高兴能够回到你们当中。
Over the next 3 Sundays, my plan is to preach 3 sermons on the Trinity。
那在接下来三个礼拜呢，我希望能够我的计划是要有3个主题来跟我们浸信会三一浸信会的弟兄姐妹分享。
Imagine I come to Trinity Church to preach on the Trinity.
你想想看，我来三一浸信会来跟大家传讲三一真神的这个道理。
Our God is 3 in 1.
我们的神是三位一体的真神。
God the Father,
他是父圣父
God the Son
圣子
and God the Holy Spirit
他是圣灵
yet he is one God
但是他只有是独一的一位的一位神
is it possible for us to fully understand this
我们有办法能够完全的理解吗
I don't think so
我不觉得
and yet we can try to understand we can push our thinking further ahead
是的我们可以试着了解我们可以试着去能够试着去了解这个事实
God is greater and he's more wonderful than we can imagine.
神比我们能够理解的更伟大，更超越我们所想象的。
So where does this idea of the Trinity come from?
那这个三位一体的真神的这个想法是从哪里来的呢？
It certainly doesn't come from the Jews.
绝对不是从犹太人那里来的。
The Jews are convinced there is one God.
因为犹太人认为只有一位神。
Remember the great confession in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4?
记得在申命记六章四节所讲的吗
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
他说以色列啊你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主
In fact, they are deeply offended when we even suggest that Jesus Christ is God.
所以说当我们觉得说耶稣他是神的时候其实犹太人他们觉得很被冒犯
So we remember that the earliest Christians,were Jews before they became Christians.
So, 我们记得在早期的基督徒在他们变为基督徒之前他们是犹太人。
So, what changed?
是到底改什么改变了呢?
Change is not easy, is it?
改变不容易不是吗?
One man knows he needs to change his diet.
有一个人他知道说他必须要改变他的饮食。
But it's not until a good friend dies at the age of 37 that he starts to take his diet seriously.
那只有在他一个朋友三十七岁又死于心脏病，他才开始改变他的饮食。
We don't change easily.
我们不容易改变。
What happened to my friend who had been a strong conservative for years?
那我有个朋友呢，他是一个很坚定的一个保守党的人。
And then in the last election, I caught him putting up NDP signs.
但是在上一个选举的时候，我发现他竟然放下新民主党的一个标志。
What happened? I asked him.
那我问他说怎么回事啊？
Well, I met this amazing woman, he began.
他说我遇到了这个很棒的一个女人。
Sometimes a romantic crisis precipitates change.
那有时候浪漫的危机会加速这个变化。
You remember a Jew named Saul?
你记得有一个犹太人名叫扫罗的吗?
He was a great defender of the Jewish faith.
他是一个伟大的犹太信仰的一个捍卫者。
And then on the way to Damascus, he had an encounter that with Jesus that left him sprawling on the ground.
那在大马士革的路上，他遇见了耶稣以后，让他震惊的五体投地。
For 3 days, he couldn't eat and he couldn't see.
有三天的时间，他没有办法看，没有办法吃。
Over the next weeks and months, his mind wrestled with what had happened.
那他的在接下来几个月里面，他的心思意念一直想着说，到底发生什么事情了
？Jesus is alive.
耶稣他复活，他是活着的。
It changes everything.
他这改变了所有的事情。
And it changed the way he saw God.
那这也改变了我们看神的一个方法。
Paul the Jew became a Christian Trinitarian.
那保罗这个犹太人，他变成了一个信三位一体真神的一个信仰者。
Why?
为什么
？Because he met Jesus.
因为他遇见了耶稣。
We would never have discovered the Trinitarian nature of God if Jesus had not come.
如果说耶稣没有来到我们世上的时候，我们没有办法认识能够相信这个三位一体真神的这个真理。
And so what was the cataclysmic event that changed these Jews to being Trinitarian?
那到底是什么巨大的改变让这些犹太人他们改变他们的信仰他们的信呢
They met Jesus.
他们遇见了耶稣。
Here are some of the situations that got people talking.
那这里现在是有些状况是人们一直谈论的。
And if you can't follow along in Mandarin, you will need to open up your Bible. There's one in the pew in front of you.
如果待会我讲很多的经文你没办法跟上的话，你可能要打开你的那个圣经来看。
I won't have the words on the screen, so you'll need to use the Bible. Please turn to Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2.
那是我们来看马可福音二章一到十二节。
And here is Jesus and the paralyzed man.
那这里是耶稣讲到耶稣跟一个瘫痪的一个人。
Such a great story, isn't it?
这是一个非常好的故事，不是吗
？Jesus is preaching inside a house.
耶稣在房子里面讲道。
There are so many people packed in the house, you can't even get near the door.
那有太多人在挤在那个房子里面，他根本没有办法到门边。
Then these four guys show up late, carrying their friend who's paralyzed, carrying him on a stretcher.
那有一个人，有一个人他呢，他们太晚到了，所以他们的朋友在担架上。
They are desperate to get him to Jesus.
他们很希望能够接近耶稣。
Because they have heard that Jesus can heal him.
因为他们听说耶稣有医治的能力。
So they climb up on the roof.
所以他们爬到屋顶上。
They break a hole through the roof.
他们在屋顶打了一个洞。
And they lower the guy down through the hole right in front of Jesus.
他们把瘫痪的朋友放在摊子担架上面的朋友，把他放到耶稣的面前。
And what does Jesus do?
那耶稣做了什么事情呢？
Verse 5.
第五节讲到说。
When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven.
耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
And keep reading in verses 6 and 7.
继续看六节和七节。
Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, Why does this fellow talk like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说前妄的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
And these are exactly the right questions to ask.
这就是我们要问的一个问题。
You can forgive me for something maybe I said or did to you.
你可以赦免我说我可能对你说了一些话，或是我对你做了一些事情。
But none of us can forgive the sins of a total stranger.
但是我们没有一个人能够有对一个陌生人能够赦罪的能力。
That is God territory.
这是神统辖管制的一个范畴。
Who does Jesus think he is?
耶稣觉得他是谁呢？
Well, let's turn ahead to Mark, to the next chapter, chapter 3.
那我们看继续看马可福音第三章。
Part of Jesus' ministry was delivering people from demon possession.
耶稣的事工之一就是让人们从那个魔鬼的捆绑中释放出来。
He had the power to cast out evil spirits from people.
他有赶鬼的一个能力。
And this made the religious leaders nervous.
那这些事情让那些宗教的领袖他们很紧张。
So, I'll ask Lulu to read verses 22 to 26, just in Mandarin only.
那接下来我把大家读马可福音三章二十二到二十六节。从耶路撒冷下来的文士说，他是被别西卜附着，又说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。耶稣叫他们来，用比喻对他们说：撒旦怎能赶出撒旦呢？若一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住；若一家自相纷争，那家就站立不住。但撒旦自相攻打纷争，他就站立不住，必要灭亡。没有人能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具，必先捆绑那壮士，才可以抢夺他的家。
What is Jesus telling them?
耶稣告诉他们什么事情呢？
Surely it is this, that he is stronger than Satan.
没错，他的确是比那撒旦还更强大。
Jesus has authority over the kingdom of darkness.
耶稣的权力大过黑暗的国度。
And the evidence of this is the growing number of people who are free at last from evil spirits.
那证据就是说，越来越多的人他们脱离魔鬼的一个捆绑。
Who is this Jesus?
耶稣他是谁呢？
Mark chapter 5.
马可福音第五章。
Here Jesus brings a dead girl back to life.
在这里，耶稣让一个死了一个女孩子复活了过来。
They'd already begun the funeral service for this girl.
他们已经帮这个女孩子在准备一个丧礼。
And verses 41 and 42, he took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha cum, which means little girl, I say to you, get up. And immediately the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old, and at this they were completely astonished.
那在41节和42节讲到说，就拉着孩子的手对他说，大力大古米，翻出来意思就是说，闺女，我吩咐你起来。那闺女立时起了来，他们就大大的惊奇，闺女已经十二岁了。
Who is this Jesus?
耶稣他是谁？
These are just three quick snapshots out of a three-year ministry.
那这些是耶稣地上三年事工一个很快的一个缩影。
But we see Jesus forgiving sin.
我们看到耶稣他赦罪。
We see Jesus overpowering Satan.
我们看到耶稣战胜了撒旦。
And we see Jesus raising the dead.
我们看到耶稣让死人从死里复活。
Is Jesus just a prophet?
耶稣只是他先知吗？
Or is he much more?
还是他比先知更有能力呢？
Well, let's listen to the words of Jesus.
那我们来听耶稣讲的话。
Please turn in your Bible to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10.
请翻到约翰福音十章二十七到三十三节。
John chapter 10, verses 27 to 33.
二十七到三十三节。
And Jesus says, My sheep, Listen to my voice, I know them, they follow me, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus said to them, I have shown you many miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? We are not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都多大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。犹太人又拿起石头来要打他。耶稣对他们说，我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件事拿石头打我呢？犹太人回答说，我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说前妄的话，又为你是个人，反将自己当作神。
They get it, don't they?
他们了解不是吗？
They understand what Jesus is saying.
他们知道耶稣在说什么？
Jesus is God on earth.
因为他知道耶稣就是神在地上的样子。
Please turn to one more passage, John chapter 20.
那我们再翻到约翰福音二十章。
Verses 26 to 31.
26到31节。
And this takes us to the time after the cross.
那这个事情发生在钉十字架之后的事情。
Jesus has been resurrected from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活。
He has appeared to his disciples in ones and twos and in larger groups.
他对他门徒显现，可能是一对一个人显现，两个人显现，或者一个小群的人显现。
But Thomas, who hasn't seen the resurrected Jesus yet, still doesn't believe.
那多马还没有看到耶稣，他不相信。
So we'll read from verse 26 to 28 in the Gospel of John, chapter 20.
我们看26到28节怎么说。
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here, see my hands. Put your hand and reach out your hand and put it into my side.Stop doubting and believe. And Thomas said to him, My Lord and my God.
过了八天，门徒又在屋里，多马也与他们同在。门都关了，耶稣来站在他们当中，说：愿你们平安。就对多马说：伸过你的指头来，摸我的手；伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁。不要疑惑，总要信。多马说：我的主，我的神。
You know, this is amazing.
你知道吗？这是非常奇妙的。
Doubting Thomas is the first person to call Jesus God.
多疑的多马，他是第一个人，他称呼耶稣，他是神。
Now, if Jesus had just been a good man or a prophet, how would he have responded to what Thomas just said?
那如果说耶稣他只是一个好人，是一个先知的话，他怎么会对多马的回应怎么回应呢？
He would have absolutely refused any honor that belonged to God alone.
他会拒绝所有应该属于神的那些荣耀。
But Jesus was not angry.
可是耶稣他并不生气。
And this is what he said in verse 29.
在第二十九节他这么说。
Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
耶稣对他们说，你因看见我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
So what is it about the Christian story that leads us to believe that God is Trinitarian?
那基督徒的故事是什么让我们认为神是三位一体的呢？
It's Jesus, isn't it?
是耶稣不是吗？
It's what he did.
是他所说的一切。
It's what he said.
是他所做的一切。
We read the Gospels and we say to ourselves, it is true.
我们看了圣经里面的故事，我们告诉我们自己说，这是真的。
He really is Emmanuel.
他是以马内利的神。
He really is God with us.
他真的是神与我们同在。
We see the Father in heaven.
我们看到父神在天上。
We see the Son on earth.
我们看到地上他的爱子。
And both are God.
他们两位都是神。
Jesus moves us from seeing God as one to seeing God as two.
那耶稣让我们从看到神是一位到看到神是两位。
And it's only a short step then from seeing God to see God as three.
那我们再挪一个小步看到说神他是三位一体的。
But we'll wait a couple of weeks to talk about that.
但是我们要等几个星期我要跟你们分享。
The Christian doctrine of the Trinity is just not just an abstract theory.
那基督徒的一个三位一体的这个真理呢，并不是一个很抽象的故事。
It transforms the way we live.
它改变了我们生活的方式。
It transforms the way we worship.
它改变了我们敬拜的方式。
It transforms the way we pray.
它改变了我们祷告的方式。
Jesus commands us to baptize people into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
耶稣命令我们说要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
We are called into a relationship with a three-in-one, one-in-three God.
我们被呼召是要跟这一位三位一体一体三位的神发生关系。
Our Trinitarian God calls us by name.
我们三位一体的真神，他呼叫我们的名字。
Come and join with us.
他说，来加入我们。
Come and be part of our life together.
他成为我们生命的一部分。
Come to the great feast.
来共享这个盛宴。
Jesus leads us into the welcoming heart of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
耶稣带领我们来欢迎这位三位一体的神，圣父、圣子和圣灵。
Will we ever fully understand our God as Trinity?
我们能够完全了解我们三位一体的神吗？
Of course not. We're very limited.
当然不可能，因为我们非常有限的。
But we can begin the journey.
但是我们开始这个旅程。
What an adventure!
这是怎么样一个很冒险的一个旅程呢？
In our daily lives this week.In our homes and our workplaces, let us be alert to the presence of our Trinitarian God.
在我们这个礼拜的生活里面，在我们家里面，在我们工作场所，我们要去警醒，去注意到三位一体真神的同在。
Take time this week to have coffee with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
这个星期为你花点时间，跟我们这个三位一体圣父、圣子、圣灵一起来喝一杯咖啡。
But here's a question for you.
但是这里有个问题要问你。
Will you buy him one coffee or three?
你要买一杯咖啡还是买三杯咖啡呢？
Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Oh God, we worship you.
主父神，我们敬拜你。
You are greater than we even imagined.
你比我们能够想象的事情更有大的能力。
You are one and three and three and one.
你是三位一体，一体三位的神。
This is hard for us, but it's so good for us.
这是很难理解的，但是对我们是这么的好。
So help us this week to walk with you as the Trinitarian God.
所以这个星期求你帮我们一路同行，你这个三位一体的真神。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉你的名求。
Amen.